All right, we all ready? Good? All right, cool. All right, my name is Rich Experience. I'm a scientist. I used to work at Kraft Foods, you know, and the deal was that when you look at the ingredient deck on your foods, I know every single one of those ingredients and what they do and why they're there. You know, a lot of them are there for, like, cost reasons, you know, or trying to preserve it. But mostly is to make that food taste as good as humanly possible. And when it tastes good, you know, you love to eat it. You love to eat a lot. And Kraft put me in charge of the Oreo cookie. And a lot of people said, you know, oh, Rich, man, you can't improve on the Oreo. It's the perfect food. It tastes awesome. It's chewy. It's got chocolate in the creamy center. Well, I'm like, dude, man, I'm going to put, like, some nice, like, encapsulated orange flavoring in that creamy center. You know? And the deal was, when you ate your first orange Oreo cookie, it didn't really taste that good. But when you ate the second orange Oreo cookie, it tasted a little bit better. But when you ate the third orange Oreo cookie, the release factor kicks in and it tastes fucking awesome. As long as you keep shoving them down your throat, you're in orange chocolate heaven, man. Orange chocolate heaven. And I was there on a Friday morning. I was a little hungover, and Saturday morning, tomorrow I'm going to be hungover too after the wonderful mutiny extravaganza. But I was making this cheese, but it wasn't really cheese. It was more like a fat matrix, a conglomeration of fats. And in this fat matrix, they put this cheese. It's not really cheese, it's a powder. It's called cheese tang. And what happens, you eat this, you put on the Triscuit, you put on the Ritz cracker, you swallow it down, it gives you a nice flowing flavor of cheese, and it lubricates your esophagus and makes everything just go down really smooth, nice and smooth. So I'm making this stuff, and I start singing my little song. You know, I can't listen to the radio, I can't listen to any music, you know, when I'm there. It's really early, no one's around. I started singing this little song that made me feel better about myself, you know, it made me feel good. And it goes like this. Stopped taking 6 months before. At 6 o'clock like I normally do, but I had nothing to do at all. And up came my cat, you know, just nuzzling me. And I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? This cat has this little funk to it. It's a little funky smell, you know. I should change those litter boxes. It's been a couple of weeks. And so I'm like, oh, I'll give the cat a bath. I'll bathe them up, you know. So I turned on the shower, and I got out, you know, the soap, the dish soap, the palm olive, and I started hosing them down. kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, yes. Good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes it back. Good kitty likes it, yes. Good kitty likes it, yes. Continuing on our pet theme, you know, what do you do when nature runs wild on you? When things are out of your control? Say you have like 8 cats or like 3 dogs or maybe 8 dogs, man. How do you control all those animals, man? They just start running your life, just being part of it, man, just taking control. You know, and then one time I was at home, you know, and this dog was like biting on the shoe, you know, so I take the shoe away from the dog, put it somewhere else high, you know, where he can't get at it. I look over, you know, he's taking a piss on my jacket, man. He's just peeing on my jacket. It's a song about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. You know, I've done songs about dogs and cats and shit, you know, but this one's about reptiles. And actually, next week on Saturday, it's Reptile Fest up at UIC, if anybody wants to go. It's going to be really cool. They've got alligators, lizards, fucking all that shit, man. This is a song about the reptile swap down in Barrington, Illinois. I used to frequent quite a bit. Reptile swap, a reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, a reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, a reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Dragons, leprechauns, chameleons, chameleons. The reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-doo, reptile swap, the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-dee, reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanted, reptile swap's the place for you. Reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Thank you. This next song is about a man. It has something a little different about him. I mean, everybody has a little something different about him. But this guy, you know, this difference is a little problem. Everywhere he goes, everywhere he walks, anything he does, his shoes make this little squeaky sound, you know. No one knows how or why he does it. You know, it's like coming in outside after rain, you know, on the nice clean floor. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming. And they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I make a squeaky sound. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. All right, this next song's a new one, you know. It's about science in general. I mean, what do you do when the things you know become revealed and mysteries are all solved, you know? What happens then? Chemicals drive the evolution show. Mitochondria drive the human dynamo. Multiple variables predict the future. Swim, dance, jump, silly creature. Consciousness. A fourth dimensional wave. Is this love? Or chemicals in the brain? Attraction. The smell of DNA. Is it love? Or chemicals in the brain? Consciousness. A fourth dimensional wave. Is this love? Or chemicals in the brain? Attraction. The smell of DNA. Is this love? Or chemicals in the brain? Yes, I am a human condom tonight. This next song is about life, death, and redemption. You know, I was walking into my apartment, I was late for work, and I looked down and there was this lifesaver on the ground, you know. I looked down closer at it, you know, I hadn't had time for breakfast. So I looked down and there's all these ants just crawling around this fucking thing. like, man, what should I do? And here comes this little kid just holding on to his mom's hand, you know, just holding on. He looks at the lifesaver, you know, he looks at me. I look at him. He lifts up his foot like he's gonna fucking crush it, you know, just step on it. Mom pulls him away at the last second. It's so weird. What should I do? Should I eat it? Should I step on it? Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. So I'm walking home from work, you know, and it just rained out. Here come these little worms, and they're just crawling over the sidewalk. I'm like, worm man, why aren't you underground with your little wormy friends just partying it up? Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you. Step on you. So I'm walking up to my apartment, you know, and here comes my cat, just walking up to me like he usually does. Just rolls over on his tummy, looks at me with those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, step on you, step on you.
Maybe I don't. Thank you. All right, this next song is about, well, I've been in Kansas City for the last 4 months for work, you know, and it's okay. Kansas City's a nice place. It's like Chicago, but it's a little bit smaller. But I kind of miss my friends, you know. I met some nice people out there, but I miss being here, and I miss playing out, definitely. You know, but the weird thing is, you know, for those 4 months, I had to be like Mr. Work, you know. I couldn't be myself like I am here. I couldn't relax. No one at work knows I do this shit, you know, they never will. But, you know, I had to have a face, a mask that I wear everywhere, you know. And somebody says, how you doing? I say, good, how are you? I'm hungover, I went outside, you know. No, no, you don't say that shit, no. You say, good morning, how are you? It's a song called Work Face. The work face on, I got a work face on, I work face on, I work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got a work face on, I work face on, I work face on, I work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got a work face on, I work face on, I work face on, I work face on. Asshole, dweeb, dumbass, jerk, kiss their ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass, kiss my ass. Thank you. A long time ago, down on New Year's Eve, you know, I was hanging out with some friends, you know, smoking the old Hobbit leaf, getting a little crazy. We decided to go to a party. The party was nearby. We went there, and this girl had these, like, this one room painted all red, and in this room she had dolls. And dolls are cool, you know. But she had the heads of dolls, and they're all just screwed up in some weird way. Some of them were, like, burned and half-burned. Others ones were, like, needles in the eyes. And some were, like, ripped apart and sewn back together with twine. Freaky, freaky doll heads. Freaky, freaky doll heads. Everywhere I look, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads. These freaky, 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 freaky doll heads. he's freaking dead dolly. Freaky dolly, sir, I'm in this freaky dolly. Why there is this freaky dolly? Why there is this freaky dolly? Thank you. All right, here's a new one. I was like skateboarding, you know, from my place in Logan Square up here, you know, like not too long ago. And the new thing was I was getting stoned, you know, and then skateboarding up, you know, and I had these long boards and I'm just surfing along. It was surf along. And I wrote this song while I was doing it. It was really cool. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Sunlight, loser, dragon. Planet, mountain, atom. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. This is a song about video games, you know. Usually when I get up in the morning, I go outside, you know, I pull someone out of their car, shoot them in the head, get in the car and drive to work. That's generally what I do, you know, because that's what video games have taught me to do. Yeah, but in reality, you know, if you actually did what the video games did, you know, I mean, it'd be a different world, man. It'd be kind of weird. It's another thing, you know, when you got stuff like that in your brain, you're thinking about sex, you're thinking about drugs, you know, man. Sometimes you start thinking about work, and that's a problem, man. You gotta get rid of that. You gotta get that out of your head. You can wash your car, you can wash your bicycle, you know. You can even wash your clothes and get the stench off of it. But how do you wash your mind, man? How do you wash your mind? Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get my brainwashed? Drugs. Drugs. Drugs, 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 drugs! Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get my brainwashed? Baseball bat. Baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull. Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get mine? Brainwashed? Oh my god. 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 Orgasm. Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get mine? Brainwashed? Think about soap. 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 Thank you. Yeah! Yeah! Oh my God, I love it!
blood. I'm so happy.
Here's a song about computers, man. I love my computer. I work on a computer. When I come home, I work on a computer again. And I play on a computer. Computer does everything for me. I'm always looking at some fucking screen. Again. Data. Entry. Again. My computer is my friend. Work. He's my friend. Thank you. I'm gonna slow it down just a little bit. It's a love song, you know. When I lived in Naperville, I had this little space in my closet, a little hole in the wall I used to crawl into, and it got me into the attic, you know. And that used to be my little hidey hole, you know. And I hid my porn in there and shit and stuff like that. And I always thought about bringing this little girl I knew back up there and just hanging out there, man. Welcome to my crawl space. Slot on into my crawl space, baby. Critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest girl in the fourth grade. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide on into my crawl space, baby. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was brilliant.
Yes. So that song, it goes back to my old girl, my first one, you know. She told me I was nothing, man. I was just, I'll never make anything of myself, you know. I'll never do anything with my life, you know. And you're just a head on a stick, man. You're just a head on a stick. I'm a head in a stick. I'm a head in a stick. You think I'm sick? But I'm a head in a stick. I'm a head in a stick. I'm a head in a stick. You call me rich, you call me dick. I don't care. Song, guys. It's been great tonight. We've got some awesome bands coming up, and it's going to totally rock out. Since we have, like, yes, Picknor does suck, but I'm going to sit through them anyway. And it's been so nice out. I got out skateboarding the other day, you know. I just got out there and rode around, you know, and just had a great time. You know, I did the ollie and stuff like that. It's a song about skateboarding. Skateboarding, skateboarding. Thank you very much. I'm Rich Experience. I've got a website. You can just Google Rich Experience. I have free CDs over there. Thank you very much. Thank you, you already got it. You're awesome.